This summer actually gives us quite an interesting opportunity because we'll have, you know, what I would call a very clean budget. You know, we've got a playing budget. The players that we've got under contract are people that Sean and Greg have chosen. And it gives us a lot of flexibility, I think, to get people in. I think Sean's had a good look at the division. I think Greg's had it. You know, Greg's been in the division a long time, and I'm quite excited about that. But hey, I'm excited about today. I want to play Man United away in the third round, like the chief executive of everybody who's in the competition today. But yeah, that's good.
You touched on budgets there. You talk about next summer. What happens if Notts are still in the playoff positions by January? Do you and the board consider saying, well, okay, we're here in January, maybe it's worth taking a bit of a gamble, if you can call it that, and giving Sean a bit of extra money to strengthen for the final push?
We've made funds available to Sean, dear, several weeks ago, if he really wanted to go out and there was somebody that he thought could make us better. Then players are difficult, they don't grow on trees. You know, he's very conscious about the sort of the pH level of our squad, if you like, and the people that he's got in there and the balance and the type of characters, and he's very clear about what he wants. And if he doesn't think he can get anybody that's better or that can really add to what we've got and what we're doing at the moment, then he doesn't want to spend the money. So the chairman's been, very, very fair. I think very, very generous with Sean. And Sean, to be honest with you, Sean and Greg have decided that at the moment the right player is not available. And when he does become available, I think they'll do something.